You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Hajji meets Samara Alofa Harborside by the wonderful Hajji, who is part of a very beautiful festival called Pathway Festival, which is kicking off this weekend. And we're going to have a little kōrero about it on the other side of this. But just sink into this one, let it wash over you, bring you some good vibes this morning. This beautiful piece we're listening to is by Hajji, and it is called Hajji Meets Samara Alofa Harborside. And Hajji is one of the artists who is performing as part of Pathway Festival, which is happening this Sunday and next Sunday around Greyland Park. And we've got the organiser of the festival on the line. Kia ora, Tom Rodwell. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm well. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. This is a very beautiful proposition for a festival. Tell us a wee bit about what people might experience if they head down to Greyland Park on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Well, the event is one of the many events that's been supported by the Auckland Activation Fund to make events, cultural events happen this time of year. Essentially, I mean, I'm a musician and I have a young toddler, and he was born 2.5 years ago, and he hasn't really seen much in the way of live music. And that sort of got me thinking a lot about what would possible outside of conventional music venues.
Yes.
Because as we all know, music venues do still have, you know, it is by and large indoors, and not everybody still wants to go there, and so I began thinking about what you could do with an outdoor space. And one of the great things about Greyland Park is there are a lot of spots that do suit music in some ways.
Mm.
You know, they're kind of outdoor amphitheatres in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when you actually string them all together, there's enough little spots of surprise and contrast that if you put a bit of music in there, it does actually make like a little journey. And in the past, I'd also been researching the actual geography of the park, and it's interesting to know that before colonialism, it was a park itself was part of a network of waterways that run all the way down to the ocean at what is now Cox's Bay Reserve. So if listeners are thinking of the Williamson Avenue end of Grayland Park, where there's a whole where's the famous playground and skate ramp and the paddling pool, that's where up on the hills around there was a whole series of like factories and so on. There's still a couple of buildings that were concrete, and they would have brick, and they would have run down into when they had sort of early industrial stuff, they ran down into the waterways. They tried it as a farm for a while, that didn't work, and because the water was so boggy, so they just put the stream into a pipe and covered it over and turned it into a park. There was a whole series of streams and swamplands and gardens and the whole thing, you know. And obviously, one of the things about Cox's Bay is that it's clearly it's a mangrove swamp, right? It's an alluvial tidal thing. It's not necessarily a river. I don't. When you visualize the whole area, I don't necessarily imagine it was a completely flowing, rapid river.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it was at certain times of the year. Maybe it was at certain times of history, you know. So, and I saw a great photograph of early Cox's Bay, and that was actually West End Road was kind of like almost like a boardwalk.
Wow!
And all of the playing fields were water.
That's amazing.
Swampland as well.
It is amazing to think about the ways in which we've reclaimed or colonized space, so that you don't even necessarily think about these original sites or histories. And you know, when you start to unpack that, it makes a lot of sense. You know, Grayland Park is a wonderful park that gets very boggy when it rains. And you know what? That checks out that might have originally been a waterway in and of itself. It's a very interesting way to explore these physically layered histories that we have in these sites through, I think, opening it up with music and walking and sort of exploring these spaces physically. You've curated a very beautiful collection of interesting and experimental sonic artists and musicians. We did just hear Haji, who's going to be performing with Modi Master, doing some electro taonga puoro out of the wilderness on the weekends as well. But you've got a really broad collection of sounds and performers. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about some of the other things people might experience if they come on this walk?
One of the main things to say is that it's going to be some good shoes, an umbrella. I'm expecting the weather's going to be okay, but you never know.
You never know it.
Because it'll be
from
4 till 6, it's going to be dark as well, so feel free to bring a torch. But we'll have, we'll solidify the lineup as the next couple of days go on, in terms of actual locations and the timings.
Yeah.
Because of the fast turnaround of the organisation of the event, we've had to be pretty nimble, and it's only just been yesterday that I was able to confirm the Rugby League Club, the Richmond Rovers Rugby League Club, will have a couple of acts outside that.
Awesome.
One of my personal tastes is real trust, and also a bit of a sense of a bit of humour. Like, I like I like diversity makes you go, what? I don't really get the connection, but me, that's part of the nature of Greyland, a little bit of subversive contrast. So we've got, just list them off, we've got Drogon, which is Ben Holmes and Hermione Johnson's kind of monster movie stomp drums and organ band. Of course, Krauss, who does great psychedelic music. And then I thought, does a really quite abstract, why don't we also have Stealin' Beats, who is a fantastic eel pan group, and they play traditional music from the Caribbean, but they also play pits. And then on a similar tip, I thought, let's have something as conventional and kind of wacky as the Saxa Bros, who are the very questionable but very great fun saxophone Kiwi pop hits combo. And they will be doing a little march around.
Awesome.
In Cox's Bay. Then more on the sort of avant-garde area, I've got listeners know of From Scratch, the fantastic New Zealand percussion ensemble, Phil Dadson. He's going to be doing a very, very interesting performance with Darren Harkness, the legendary Auckland producer and muso, and they'll be playing very small stone instruments, stick instruments, and have to sort of get very listening closely to that kind of music.
Oh, wow.
And then we have Neil Feather, who's a recent addition to the scene in New Zealand. He's an American instrument inventor, and his concept is really sound mechanics. It's making an instrument that's in some ways like a machine. So his stuff is completely bespoke, one-off object instruments. Yeah, and then moving on from there, we've also got and Blazer, which is sort of psychedelic electronic music, and then we have Shindig, which is David Ward and David Kahn. David Ward, of course, was the banjo music from the recent Jane Campion movie, and Big Box Men will be one of the big highlights, I think. That's Jeff Henderson and Chris O'Connor, who are obviously tons of music in New Zealand, and they'll be playing in the little Hakanoa Reserve with sculpture percussion. Have a whole kit of polystyrene boxes and sticks and stones, and they'll be making a great hypnotic kind of racket.
This is so great. Yeah. It's such a beautifully diverse lineup of sounds, as you sort of mentioned there. You've got everything from the very, very quiet, close listening through to, you know, a Saxa Bros sort of walking tour extravaganza. It's going to be a really fun couple of Sundays. So is the Sunday coming, as you said, 4 till 6 p.m, good shoes, umbrella, raincoat, and maybe a torch is a good idea. And then next Sunday as well, the 26th. And if people want to find out more, pathwayfestival.carrd.co is the place to get more information. Thank you so much for speaking with us about this really, really awesome project, Tom Rodwell. We're going to listen to a bit of Krauss now, I think, to round us off this morning. And we'll see you in the park this weekend.
So much. And I just want to say just two little things. It is zero waste. So if you do bring anything with you, there's no bar. There's no hospitality offerings. So anything you bring with you, please take it away.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's at Williamson Ave, Richmond Road, and also the 105 is at West End Road. So don't worry, when you get to Cox's Bay, you can get the bus back.
Brilliant. Very good things indeed. Hey, thanks, Tom. We'll see you later.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.